On the KSRO live line with us this morning is the chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors, Shirley Zane. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Pat.
So yesterday, the president and others talked about the opioid epidemic in the United States. He stopped short of declaring it an emergency situation. What was your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction to that is that if you say that you're going to win something and that you say that it's a priority, then you better be willing to invest some money in it. It's not a priority if you don't invest in money and in whatever that is that you're addressing. In this case, the opioid prescription drug misuse in Sonoma County is killing somebody every 8 days.
I know, it's amazing. It's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, and you know, I just came from Columbus, Ohio, where we had our national conference, and in Columbus, Ohio is one of the worst states, and they literally lost 44,000 people last year from opioids. And, you know, you've got cheap stuff that is out there. They say that 70% of people who are misusing prescription drugs report that they get them from a friend or relative. So it's so important to not do that and to make sure that you get unwanted and unused medication out of your home and dispose of it safely through one of our disposal programs. So it is an epidemic, and I think it's an epidemic because there's a long history in how the medical community has treated pain. For many years, it was really ignored and undertreated. And then back in the 90s, you know, the doctors started realizing, okay, we're not treating it sufficiently. And so that's when they started developing, the use of prescription drugs that address pain. So we also need to put some pressure on our healthcare providers to pay for the alternative methods, because it does cost more money to get acupuncture than it does to give somebody a pill. Or, you know, investing in things like back pain is a major issue for Americans.
Yeah.
Things like, I mean, I take a Pilates class every day to deal with my back pain, you know, and it's actually been very helpful. But I think what we've done as a county is that we've really worked together with our healthcare community and our emergency rooms to develop these guidelines in terms of how and when to give opioid prescriptions and how to work with the patient and what are those best practices to really safely manage pain. So that's what we've been working on, and we basically have now implemented those guidelines. We developed them earlier in the year, and some of those are actually using the Surgeon General's recommendations. So go ahead.
Supervisor, you recently spent some time with Senator Al Franken. How was your time in Washington, D.C., talking about water and drought?
Okay, change the subject. Al Franken is wonderful. I got asked to testify before the Senate Subcommittee on Water and Power. Al Franken is on that committee. I actually saw him on Stephen Colbert the night before and thought that he wasn't going to make it back in time, since that's filmed in New York. But there he was. He was delightful. We were presenting our program, which is about investing in early forecasting of the atmospheric rivers to maintain our reservoir supplies. And it was met very well. And matter of fact, there is some legislation that is being co-authored by Senator Feinstein and Senator Jeff Flake, who chairs the committee I testified before and is a Republican. It's kind of weird, actually, not very common for a Republican senator to invite somebody like myself, a Democrat, even though counties are nonpartisan. And yet that's what happened. Lisa Murkowski, who's the chair of the whole committee, which is called Natural Resources and Energy, she sent me a letter and invited me. And then Senator Flake then actually leads the subcommittee on water. So it went very well. We're still answering questions for the record. And if all goes as planned, we're hoping that this bill that has been authored between Flake and Feinstein will move ahead, including the Corps of Engineers dams, which right now it doesn't include. It's just addressing the Bureau dams. And if that happens, then we're going to be really sitting pretty, because We could actually do more than just a demonstration project with those dams. We can actually implement, change the formula book in a way that will be significant and save millions of dollars in water supply.
Well, back to the opioid epidemic for a minute. Yeah, it's, you know, some of the figures, you know, tossed about yesterday included the fact that the same number of people every 2 weeks die from opioid addiction as were killed in the Twin Towers on 9/11.
That was a good point, because we have to get a perspective on makes an epidemic. And these deaths are, you know, I want to stress this, they're entirely preventable. So, but nationwide, these drug overdose deaths now kill more people than either guns or car crashes.
Yeah, it's pretty striking. And especially since a lot of the response to this epidemic seems to be that more law enforcement is needed. And as you probably know, the law enforcement may have its place, but it certainly doesn't overcome addiction.
It doesn't. That's why you have to get it from the prevention side, and that's, you know, really working with those healthcare providers, our clinics, our big hospitals, Kaiser, St. Joe's, Sutter. They've all been working with us, and having really strict guidelines, but also having a relationship with your patient too, which a lot of doctors are not afforded that time these days, and that is really critical to understand. What happened in Ohio is that there was a whole 10 years where they had pain clinics that were, you know, kind of basically, you know, run by quacks. And there were all kinds of people that got these prescriptions.
Yeah.
And they had real pain. You know, their pain wasn't being treated. And then it turned into opioid and fentanyl and
heroin in many cases, right?
Except
right.
They can get cheaper, but it really does so often start with a legitimate issue in terms of dealing with pain. And we're not very good in America with dealing with pain, either emotional pain or physical pain.
Well, it's a huge umbrella, Shirley, under which many things live, including opioid addiction. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That's Supervisor Shirley Zane on the KSRO Live Line.